Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yeah, I think the thing about Woodside is that I think he's really physically talented. I think he's a very good athlete. I think he's got a live arm. I think there's a lot to like about him. I think the biggest thing with him that you don't necessarily love is they really haven't played much, you know, and playing in preseason, you know, is always different for coaches in terms of how they evaluate a guy than when you've played in the regular season. And so, you know, I would tell you that I think that he's more physically gifted than Trevor Siemian, but Trevor Siemian's played. And so there's an element of, like, comfort level of, like, hey, this guy's actually – he started multiple games before. We've seen him play on – you know, I think he's played a game on Monday Night Football. You know, we've seen him on Monday Night Football and how we respond to that.
That was ESPN NFL analyst Tim Hasselbeck on Darren Donick and Chase talking about Trevor Siemian and Logan Woodside. Welcome back in. Morning Drive, Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode. Joe, we talked about it earlier in the show. Titans with a shakeup yesterday – at the quarterback position, Trevor Siemian in, Cole McDonald out as the 7th-round draft pick from this past year's draft. Looks like Logan Woodside moved down to that 3rd position. Now, we don't know that for sure. There could be a competition there. But to me, Joe, if you're making this move, if you're bringing Siemian in now, I think he's got to have a leg up on at least being the leader in the clubhouse for the backup quarterback position.
Well, we just talked about Vrabel in the last segment. I guarantee you his message to Logan Woodside is, go get
Show
it.
Show me something, kid.
Yeah, go get after it, you know? And that's the expectation. This is another test of Logan Woodside and how he can respond, and can he take all the impressive things he's been doing when they haven't been able to be on the field and take it to the field. Now, do I look at the signing as just a lighting of the fire under Logan Woodside? No, I think Trevor Siemian's probably going to be the 2 this year. It just makes sense. The guy has had a year in this league as a starter. It was a while ago, but he did some pretty good things with the Broncos in 2016. And it makes sense. It's one of those signings that, they're better at the quarterback now. They are now better with Siemian and Woodside than Woodside and Cole McDonald. It's just a real fast look for Cole McDonald.
See you later, kid. Now, I think there's a good chance McDonald ends up on the practice squad. Nobody's going to pick him up and put him on their active roster. Like, it's just not going to happen.
No. So that'll be there for them. And again, he could give them a good look.
He's an interesting guy. Like, I think physically he's got some tools about his game that you can work with. I think he's a project. I mean, I'm not sure he's ever going to be like a, you know, a starting quarterback in the NFL, but I think he could be a serviceable guy at some point.
Yeah.
He's just raw.
Right. And, you know, it's the run and shoot stuff from Hawaii. And I think sometimes the system QB thing gets overrated. I mean, look, a lot of college football is at least somewhat like that conceptually. There's a lot of one read quarterbacking in college football, but he had that. He has the little hitch in his throw, which he seemed to clean up a little bit, but still very raw. And that was very obvious from day one of practice.
Let's bring in our friend Teresa Walker from the Associated Press. Our Titans training camp coverage is sponsored by Wyatt Johnson Ford and OsteoStrong Nashville. Teresa, what's going on?
Well, sorry, I'm sitting right here. My phone didn't, I guess I need to reset that do not disturb to like 7:55. I'm sitting here looking at it, and I didn't see the first call. So sorry to be a couple minutes late joining you guys.
Oh, it's all good. We disturb people far too often anyway, so that's our fault.
Well, that's true, but I'm happy to talk with you guys this morning.
So, Teresa, what were your impressions of the move the Titans made yesterday, and specifically the decision to sign Trevor Siemian?
Well, I'll say this. I wasn't impressed by Cole McDonald in what little bit we've gotten to see since Friday. They had him doing some, the catch-me-if-you-can kind of drill is what I kind of call it. You know, where they take an offensive player, a defensive player, and, you run around some cones and you have to evade the tackler. And it's like, it's nice that he's athletic enough to do that, but you're drafted to impress me with your arm. And no offense, but Logan Woodside's passes just were crisper and more on target. And you could tell that when his ball went uncaught, that it was uncaught because, the receiver made the mistake. Did not see that with, unfortunately, Mr. McDonald. So, and when he was drafted back in April, there was a lot of talk about how he was working to adjust his, his throwing motion and things like that. He had a ton of yards in college. But as we've been talking about, going in this whole offseason, it's like, oh, my goodness, they've only got two quarterbacks on this roster with absolutely no NFL experience. And we've learned under the, in this last decade, from Jake Locker to Mariota, that you cannot have you have to have somebody with experience behind your starting quarterback because it's the NFL, and at some point you're going to need them. So it just feels like, okay, we've seen enough of this, and it's time to move on. Would he have been in it through an entire offseason program, and might that have helped him before getting to training camp in normal years? Sure. It's 2020. The Titans did not have that time to waste.
Okay, so how do you look at Siemian Woodside then, Teresa? You sound at least somewhat impressed with Logan Woodside so far. Do you look at this as a actual competition?
I'm going to say this. As many times as they have raved about Logan Woodside this whole year, him knowing the offense, the fact that he went to games last year and was charting plays during games, sitting in on meetings, he has a huge head start on Siemian in this offense with these coaches, with these receivers. So he has a foot up. Now let's see what this other guy coming in who has, I think it was 25 NFL starts, see what he comes in and if he's able to establish himself quickly enough. He's got experience. I'm sorry, but Logan Woodside's experience in the pro level is at the AAF last year. So, that might be enough to lift him up. But, that's the thing. NFL experience versus knowledge of this system and these people and these coaches, we'll see what makes a difference. But, Logan Woodside, he's a shorter dude. I mean, at 6'1", it might be a generous listing at 6'1", but, his passes have, he throws the ball where it's supposed to be and catchable so that somebody can catch it and run with it, which those are the things that have stood out to me as I've tried to watch him this first week.
Teresa Walker from the Associated Press on the line with us. Teresa, what have been your big takeaways from Titans training camp thus far, about a week into it?
Seeing Derrick Henry work an awful lot, in between periods on catching passes, becoming, he kind of strikes me, remember when Michael Jordan was playing, every offseason he would work on a specific facet of his game to get better at it. And usually he did. Well, Derrick Henry, how long has he been criticized? Well, he can't catch. He's not a great catcher. His hands aren't so great. That's why they have to have a third down back. Well, that, seems to be the area of his game that he is working to improve upon. And, is it still completely natural? Probably not. But I'm seeing his hands look a lot softer. And, he's working on catching the ball and turning and things like that. So, at a certain point, it will become more muscle memory, and he'll get better at it. If he's able to increase his catches, double his catches, say go from 18 to 40, that's going to make him such a much more effective back on third down. And that way, when they're mixing him and Evans in and out of the lineup, it's going to be tougher for defenses to key on him. That'll make that offense more potent and explosive.
Yeah, he's not looking like one of my favorite all-time quotes, Edward Scissorhands, anymore like in high school. Gotta give John Glennon credit for that one. That's a heck of a quote from Henry's high school coach. How about the other side of the ball, Teresa? We still haven't seen Vic Beasley. We are seeing a lot of DeAndre Walker. We're hearing about Jadeveon Clowney sitting out, which I don't buy at all. What's your concern level on pass rush for the Titans?
I'm not concerned yet. Because, again, they still have Vic Beasley. I mean, we're just under a month away from their opener. So I'll get a little bit more concerned if we get closer and we're still not seeing Beasley on the field. this is the time that they should be looking at Walker and these younger guys. Sorry, cough.
No, you're good.
But, you know, this is a good thing. They're getting reps, and that's a very good thing. I do, you know, we worried about Corey Davis 2 weeks ago. Oh, no, he's on the PUP list. He's off of it. He's working. He looks good. We'll see Beasley.
Yeah, we'll see. I just, with Beasley, it's, well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, there's going to be so much focus on him. And,
to get out on the field.
Yeah, but it, like when he does, then it's going to be talking to us. And, you know, all the Titans players are saying, they're saying the right things. But, man, there's so much on him being able to come in here after all this and make a difference. And I don't know. We'll see how it works out. But, man, it's an inauspicious beginning.
Well, that's the thing. We've heard these rumors from Atlanta. And, you know, when you don't sign a guy that you took eighth overall, there's a reason. You know, this guy led the NFL in sacks his second year in the NFL, and he's not with his team. You know, look, you know, Darrell Casey got not one but two contracts from the Tennessee Titans before they, you know, reached the end of the line, traded him away to clear space for Jeff Simmons. Why do you let go of a guy that, you know, you saw have 15 and a half sacks in a season? There's something going wrong there. And it was tough when he didn't show up for the first 10 days of camp. We're starting to think, is this a Kevin Dodd situation? Is this somebody who just doesn't – and, you know, we've heard the Titans, Mike Vrabel, John Robinson, talk a lot about what kind of roster are they wanting. They're starting with guys who love football. The reason you have to love football is it is a grind. You know, you're there – you know, yes, you get off days, but guess what? With this testing with COVID, you got to be there every day to get tested. So it's not really an off day. You can't stay in your bed until you want to get up. I'll just say, and then there's lifting during the season, you know, Tuesday's an off day. Well, no, not if you have an injury or you're watching film, if you're going to be good. It is a grind. And if you don't have that just love of the game, it's easy enough to start looking at it as a business. And then the love, you know, then it just gets easier to say, why am I doing this? So we have never talked to Vic Beasley. We don't know what's going on. We're all anxious to talk to him the first day they make him available to us, to see what's going on. So, yeah, there's going to be those questions until we see him, until we talk to him, until we see him get on the roster. And we're all waiting for that.
Teresa Walker from the Associated Press has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Teresa, thanks as always for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys, and sorry for the coughing fit.
No, you're all good.
We'll see you out there.
Bye.
When we come back, I want to dissect this Colorado-Arizona series that we teased earlier in the show and what that tells me about the state of the Nashville Predators. That's next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.